Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hi there. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Kelsey Stewart, and today I will be reading It Is Finished, written by Mary Jo Maas. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we invite your Holy Spirit into this time. Allow us to hear what you would have us hear and to be able to open our hearts to you so that we can learn more about your word and more about you. It is in Jesus' name I ask all these things. Amen. Jesus knew that his mission was now finished, and to fulfill scripture, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. That is John chapter 19, verses 28 and 29. And here is a quote from Tim Keller. "All change comes from deepening your understanding of the salvation of Christ and living out the changes that understanding creates in your heart." It is Finished by Mary Jo Maas. Every time I read the events which lead up to Christ's crucifixion, my heart bleeds and emphatically cries out, "No, it just isn't fair. Don't they know he isn't guilty and doesn't deserve to die? Can't they understand he's the God who came to save them?" Accusations spill out of my judgmental heart. I mean, surely if I had lived back then, I would have known he was God's son. However, as I continue to read, my heart turns soft. It all becomes too clear. It was God's plan for the innocent Son of Man and Son of God to be crucified. Jesus knew at a young age his heavenly purpose, to die a brutal, substitutionary death in payment of the debt disobedience had accrued. Sin had separated God from his creation, but Jesus paid the sin debt to bring restoration, perfection for imperfection. This was God's plan from the beginning, before the foundation of the world. Eternal life is now available because Jesus suffered and died. Without his sacrifice, the Holy Spirit could not indwell believers, breathing his glory into their emptiness. Isaiah prophesied in detail about this life-altering event years before it happened. And this is what Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 through 11 say. "He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave, but it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins." My heart did a 180 from my first reaction to the cross. Not only was Jesus' sacrifice planned and prophesied, but it was also necessary because of me, my sin. I am as guilty as those who crucified him. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6 say, "Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down, and we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. My friend, this is for you and me. Jesus' perfect blood was shed to save us 2,000 years ago. His blood still saves us today, and tomorrow it will continue and not stop until he returns. This is the good news of the gospel of Jesus. It is finished. It was enough. Hallelujah! What a savior. With tears in my eyes and a fervent heart of gratitude, all I can say is thank you, Jesus. Blessings and love, Mary Jo. Here are some questions to ponder. Why did Jesus die? Do a word study in the Greek language on the word salvation and write down all the things Jesus paid for. Then thank him. And here are some faith-filled ideas. Keep in the forefront of your heart and mind the incredible love Jesus had when he died for you. Share it with your children. Ask Jesus to fill you with the courage to spread the good news of the gospel. Pray for opportunities to share with someone who may not yet know about the great, great love of Jesus. Thank you so much, Mary Jo, for that amazing devotional. Mary Jo's words are so true, and the added scripture from Isaiah, I had to go back and reread them when I first read through this devotional because I did not realize that it went through so much detail, small details that God already knew were going to happen. And I know that I had a time when I was a mother, a young mother, when I didn't really understand why Jesus had to die and why he had to go through what he went through. And was it really that bad? You know, those doubts in my mind, they would creep in. And it wasn't until I spent some time with the Lord in this area and really tried to dive in deep and try to figure out in my own heart, in my own mind, what it meant for Jesus to die for me. And I feel like this is definitely something every Christian should do and go through to truly understand what it means. I feel that when I was a young adult and a teenager, those times, yeah, I heard, you know, the gospel. I grew up in a traditional church and we, you know, celebrated Easter and did all the traditional things. And it was more of a step-by-step process at that time for me. And so really diving into the meaning of the gospel and what it truly, truly means for Jesus to have gone through what he went through, for me, was a pivotal point in my Christianity. It was almost as if I didn't really have my eyes opened. You know, God took those scales off of my eyes when I asked him to. I was asking him to come into my heart and show me what it meant. And so maybe you are in that same space, or maybe you have a child who is going through that, because I also feel as a mother, it can be hard to explain it to our children, right? Our children who maybe they've never really had an opportunity to have to hold on to God in a way that we have as adults. And by that, I mean going through a situation, tough situations where the only thing they have to cling to is God. I feel like as moms with our children, we try to keep them from those situations. It's just how much we love them. So maybe you have a child who has never really had to go through something like that and never had to cling to Jesus in those times. And that's okay. We all experience different situations and trials and tribulations in our lives that lead us to Jesus. And so I think that the one thing maybe we can take away from this is to get your family involved in this asking and this want to know why Jesus had to go through what he went through. And, you know, another great example that I have shown my children, they are 6, 7, and 9. And last year for Easter, they all would have been a year younger. And as a family, we watched The Passion of the Christ. And this movie really opened my children's eyes to exactly what Jesus went through. A lot of children, they can't picture death. You know, they aren't exposed to torture and those kinds of things. I pray they're not in any way, shape, or form. So for them to truly understand what it means that Jesus died for them, I just remember my 8-year-old crying, and because it hit her, the reality of what Jesus really went through. And so maybe that might be an option for your family. Maybe you'll have to skip over some of the graphic parts for younger children, or, you know, that's totally up to you and your parenting. But for us, it was a right decision because it really opened the door for their hearts to be able to get a physical glimpse into what Jesus was going through. And of course, the movie is in the original language, which is really amazing to listen to. So my kids were also fascinated by that. But it's those kinds of things that help us connect with Jesus in that time. And so that might be something that you and your family can do together. So I would like to pray for you and your family for this Easter season. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you again just so humbled by what your Son did for us on the cross, Lord. Even though we can really, truly never fathom the depths of your love for us, this significant sign that you sent through Jesus and what he had to endure, they just show us truly a glimpse into your heart. Father, I pray that each mom here with me today would be able to know and understand this depth of your love. And the moms who maybe haven't felt it yet, maybe they're brand new Christians, or maybe they've been Christians their whole lives and they still have yet to truly feel this depth of your love, Lord, I pray that you would shower them, bless them, show them that you love them. And Lord, help us all to understand and give us wisdom and knowledge that we would be able to explain this gospel and show the gospel to our children and to those all around us, Father. I thank you for this opportunity to be here with moms today. And Lord, I pray over their families. I pray protections and your angels to go before them and guide them in their ways by your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you so much for the opportunity to be together and for this podcast and for communications that go worldwide. Lord, I pray for my sisters in other countries and all around the world who are just trying to be good, faith-filled mothers. Father, I thank you for their hearts, and I thank you for this connection that we have. And it's in Jesus' holy name that I pray and ask all these things. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. We pray that you have a wonderful day and a wonderful Easter with your families. Bye-bye. Hey, Mom. Have you heard about our Supernatural Mom Mothering Kit subscription? We are so excited to share with you a quick outline of what the kit has to offer. At Help Club, we receive so many questions about what it truly means to be a Christian mom. So God led us to create something special and different, a monthly subscription platform where our amazing team of seasoned Christian mothers can share videos and resources that reflect our hearts in wanting to share the love of Jesus in all aspects of our lives. We offer Help for Your Heart, so that you can be built up in your faith to be the Christian woman, wife, and mother that you were created to be. In the community, you'll find Deb, Laura, and Mary Jo offering supernatural mentoring while going deeper into the Holy Spirit. You'll receive advice for building a heavenly home for your family with Christ as the foundation. You will refresh your soul as you worship with Pastor Jen and receive God's words of life for you. You will learn to make Jesus the center of your relationship with your husband and have a true spirit-filled marriage. Your children will be blessed because of what you will learn from the Holy Spirit as you learn to parent with Him. There is so much to learn from Linda, Beck, Crystal, and other special guests each month in the kit. And there is so much more, like our life-changing once-a-month Zoom calls for those in the Mothering Kit community. They are so amazing. So visit us at myhelpclubformoms.com, where you can see what it's all about. And right now, you can sign up for your free 14-day trial. Here at Help Club for Moms, we know what it's like to try to be everything to everyone in this broken world. So join us as we offer encouragement in your walk with Jesus and teach you to be the supernatural woman that you were created to be.